Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Well, we have an exciting assignment from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I know what the greatest cure is. It is to give up, to relinquish, to surrender, so that our little hearts may beat in unison with the great heart of the world. The phrase, our little hearts, can point us in the direction of one of the most powerful of all spiritual experiences. What beats our little hearts beats the greater heart, the great heart life. Today, pause with some regularity to open to the magnificence of the mystery that beats every heart. Look on and listen.
Right.
Shall we hear from our first caller?
Yeah.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Carol in San Francisco.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, I'm driving, and I hope I don't get distracted, but I felt I needed to call in. I was just recording, and so yesterday I had to meet some people for an environmental group or something. And for some reason, it was a huge fear workshop, just out of control. I was going to meet them, and, I mean, I was dreading it all day. Nothing to dread, but conditioning was saying, this is a horror show that's going to happen. I was sweating, and my feet were sweating. My head was sweating. My heart was down, mm-hmm. everything, you know, just out of control. Mm-hmm. So I went, and I watched the best I could and recorded the steps on this process map that I've been through thousands of times. And, of course, you know, they were non-intimidating people when I got there, the whole story, you know. But afterwards, so today I'm recording about the process, and the two things pop up is what that conditioning is saying is not me, which is huge, but I'm getting that in little glimpses here and there. And then the second piece is that I watched, the thing had a feast, I mean, it just feasted off of my physiology yesterday, conditioning did, it just had a great feast, and so, and I felt I had no control over it, but at least to maybe watch at least, and then
yeah,
today,
clearly, let's underline that, Carol, clearly you were watching it, right?
Clearly
so
I was watching it.
It was not having the feast that it wanted. That's
okay.
Like, you know, somebody is stealing your out of your garden, and you're watching them, and they know you're watching them. Okay,
yeah.
So it's not the same experience of just leisurely going out there and taking what you want and relax and kick back because nobody knows it's you and nobody knows you're taking it, and that's a whole different experience, right? So that's
yeah.
critical to get. You
yes,
were right there
awesome.
Watching it. Yeah.
Awesome. So now I'm noticing, oh my, okay, this is typical now. The next day I'll be very grouchy and have negative conclusions about everything. And, of course, thinking that's me always. And then I'm realizing, oh, wait a minute, that's like the conditioning had a big feast, and now it's like sitting back on the couch having a cigar wanting to, you know, take over and be all grouchy and run the show. Well, this is bad and that's bad. And so I saw that last piece on that process map, which was huge to see that is not me.
That
I don't
is
have
not you.
Spend.
Not a bit of it. Nope. Because you are the person who wanted to go to the meeting with the people about environmental issues.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And who did go. And who?
Even more important than that, you, in quotes, are the awareness that was aware of all of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so the little heart beating with the big heart, there was that surrender piece. You know, at least I was trying. At least I was out in the alley recording yesterday, like, okay, I'm having all this physiology happen. This is happening, but I'm surrendering to the bigger heart, and somehow that all
yes.
played into the quote yesterday.
Oh, Oh, absolutely. Because your connection with the great heart that beats all hearts was the dropping in, go to the alley and record. You know, stay with the human being. Be present with what's happening. Go up against this. Don't fall for that.
Yeah, go up against it. That is so beautiful because it feels like I'm on a rocky ship and being thrown over, but I'm still hanging onto the railing. Like, no, we're going to go. We're going to do this thing and just keep watching, which is the harder part. Even it's hard to go, but it's much harder to pay attention and stay awake and record what's happening.
Yes. Yes, it's very, very difficult to do and more rewarding than there are words for. Right?
I know.
Because you have a lifetime of being in a situation like that, going into it, all the dread, all the awfulness, the awful being there, awful after being there, awful it's all your fault because you are clearly the wrong person. We have a lifetime of that kind of thing. And so to be watching it and know that, okay, that's happening really close by me, but it's not me, that is, whew, what a relief.
It is. Oh, thank you so much for encapsulating that. That was really helpful.
Good, good. And to keep in mind that, you know, there you are on that ship, that rocking, bucking ship in the storm, and you're hanging on to the rail. And at first, you're just caught in a, oh, God, I'm going to die story. And then after a while, it's, okay, well, here it is. Woo, wee, you know, this is big, lots going on, okay. Heart is pounding, sweaty, okay, yeah. And you keep going, and pretty soon it's like, oh, yeah, okay, sweaty palms. I mean, it's just no big deal because you've been through it so many times. And then after a while you realize, wow, my palms aren't sweating.
Okay.
I promise.
I'll look forward to that one.
Yep, I promise. It's ahead of you. And it's a lot closer than those voices would ever want you to believe. Because, of course, they're banking on, okay, you had a good experience, fine, all right, just bask in that for a little while. We'll be back. But, again, you know, they've done their worst. They don't have any more to throw at you. So now it's just getting more and more comfortable with what they're doing, more step back, more disidentified, more clear, that's not me, and you're just watching it, and it is shrinking before your eyes because it doesn't have any power because you're not giving it any power.
Great. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
And so I know you do this, but just an encouragement for you and everybody else. So find that next group as quickly as you can. Right? Find the next thing that's going to set up condition. And the next thing. It's like, you know, get your little boat out there in as rough water as you can and practice. Because that's what's going to move you through it really quickly.
Great. I have one signed up for Sunday.
Fabulous. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl. Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Carol. I'm sure you were dropped in when you were in that conversation is how much that willingness not to go with the conditioned process and stay with the sensations, watching it, is how the little heartbeat matches the heartbeat of life, right? That we consciously choose to calibrate to life rather than to have the experience of ego.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And what that brings together for us is the importance of keeping attention here on the breath, on the heartbeat, on the sensations in the body, staying here instead of going off into conditioning story about what this means. We get a sense that, wow, this is what it feels like for life to be living me. That's what I'm experiencing.
Yes, without all the meaning that is put on it, this is what life's heartbeat feels like.
Yes, and I'm feeling it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And what's falling away is the story, leaving me with that experience.
Yes. Yeah. And so it really is the short route to gratitude, isn't it?
It is.
Rather than, oh, my God, all this stuff is happening and what's going to happen to me and it means this and it means that. It's just, oh, I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really alive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about we hear from our next caller?
All right.
We're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. This is Virginia.
Hello,
hey, Virginia.
Good morning. I'm calling in because I'm just recommitting to showing up and participating in my practice.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, as I was sitting here listening and kind of reflecting it, there's a couple of things that I just want to ask about or talk about, which is I realize it's really, for the ego, it's really hard to say I'm recommitting because it only wants to speak when, you know, things are at a high point. But
Or at a low point when it wants to talk to you nonstop.
Right. Yeah.
Right, but it only wants you to talk when things are at a high point, which it is dedicated to making sure never happens.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's exactly. It would, yeah. And it does. It just doesn't want to ever be revealed. And so that
probably never.
Is the perfect way. Never.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
Yeah,
never.
Never. And
it wants to be, Virginia, it wants to be your secret, and then it would say lover. Because to be your secret hater is accurate, but doesn't look good for it, right? But it wants your relationship to be very intimate and completely secret. And it's very jealous. It wants you to have no other relationships with anybody else.
That feels so true. And that's why when I'm in that conversation with it feels so hard to reach out.
Yes. It's a battering relationship, right? It is an abusive relationship. And if people, your line of work, you know what an abusive relationship is, what a battering relationship is, and that's what it is. Don't know. Don't talk to any. Don't tell anybody. You don't need to say anything to anybody. No.
Yes.
Just be quiet.
Yes. Yeah. And wait to a day when you feel better.
Yes. Which again, I'm going to make sure you never do. So
you keep waiting for
that day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So the courage to say no, I'm recommitting to practice. Surrendering, right, to the letting go, the choosing your heart and the heartbeat of life rather than that abusive relationship. It's very, takes a lot of courage.
Yeah. Thanks, Sherry. I think you're right because it's going against this monumental, what in the moment feels like a huge force. Just the way the river is flowing, but that's the illusion.
That's the illusion. And so the way we're talking about it now, if we use the river as an illusion, we just slide over into an eddy, right? We just find that place where there's that little calm on the side, and we just rest there until we're ready to join the current of the river and go with it instead of what ego wants us to do, which is to paddle like crazy against the current.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great analogy. Yeah. Wow. To paddle like crazy against the current is what ego will try and get me to do.
Isn't that what it feels like? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I so tired? Life is so hard. Everything is so hard. It's overwhelming. I'm so stressed. I'm just exhausted. Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because we're trying to paddle upstream.
Right.
As soon as we turn around, here we go. Oh, my God. I don't have to think about anything, figure anything out. I don't have to make decisions. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be stressed. All I have to do, we got a lot of boat images this morning, huh? I just stay in my little boat, right,
and let
life take me. I'm perfectly safe. It takes me around the rocks. I don't run into the, yeah. And so, and then when we really get the hang of it, we think, oh, how about if I paddle? Okay, now I'm paddling with the current. Whee!
Yeah. Wow. Holy cow. Yeah. I'm going to be looking for that. That's where I'd be looking, directing my attention today, looking for that. Paddling with the current. Yeah.
And, you know, Virginia, of course, the word for paddling with the current is yes. We just say yes to life. And it'll just shoot us down those rapids.
Wow. Great. Thanks, Sherry. I will. I'm going to just be saying yes today. And I just want to say one other thing really quick. Well, two things really quick. One is I'm doing this for me, not small me, but I'm doing it for this human being. I really want to say that because I see that often the conditioning has the way it has it set up in the background is I'm supposed to do these things because I said I would, and it's for these other people and whatever. But I'm doing it to save a life here. Yeah.
That's right. You're doing it for this human being because that's the way to help her say yes and let go of all that crapola.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're coming through for her. You're choosing her and coming through for her, which is choosing us and coming through for us. Right, it's choosing all and coming through for all. They're all; those are all the same thing.
Yeah, choosing her is choosing us.
Mm-hmm. And choosing all.
Yeah, and choosing all. Wow, that is so beautiful. Hey, thank you so much, Sherry.
Wait, there was one more, Virginia. There was one more.
Yes.
Well, do you remember what it was?
Well, number one, I did really want to thank you and say how thankful I am for this radio show. The other one is, the other thing I'm noticing is how conditioning really does want to keep everything the same, always.
Yes.
Just
boring.
That. And
it is so boring.
Boring.
Yeah, and as soon as it gets somebody to keep everything the same, that's what it says. You're so boring. This is so boring. Why don't you?
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Right.
So what we're doing is, first of all, we're gripping the sides of our little boat, right?
Okay.
After we've been in the eddy, we're gripping the sides, and then we paddle out there, push off, get into the current, start with the current, picking up speed, having fun, feeling the heartbeat, right? And going from there.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got
all
right. Thank you, Virginia.
Thank you
Have
so
fun
much.
Today.
Okay. I will.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Virginia. Sherry, the image that came to me, which sort of encapsulates this conversation, is the little cartoon on the I Don't Want to, I Don't Feel Like It book.
Yes.
Where there's this little canoe, and the guy is the little person is paddling upstream and turns around and sees this little duck that's just floating past in the direction of the current, looking completely happy, going tweet, tweet.
Yeah, and you go, I could be like that little duck.
Yes. Well, it was one of the most powerful things you ever said to me, and this was me 2 years into practice at a precepts retreat. And it was, you can spend your entire spiritual life going, resisting ego, that is going against the voices paddling upstream, or you can have a love affair with life.
Mm.
And that is it, right? Spiritual practice could be going up against the voices, but we don't have to do that. We could just go, okay, let me turn my attention to live in awareness.
Yeah.
I don't have to take the voices on.
Right, right. Or take them seriously or believe them or give them a second of attention. And, of course, the voices are screaming, you're going to make a mistake. What will you do? How will you? We just go, hey, that's part of the love affair with life. I trust life.
Yes. And that sameness thing, if you're in the boat and you're going down the river, there's nothing is the same. You know, it isn't. Sometimes it's rapid, sometimes it's slow, sometimes you don't move, the seasons change around you. There's nothing that is the same. The quality of life is not, is that constant flux.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, and to be present for that just doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Dogen quote, you get in the boat and you hoist the sails and you make the boat what it is.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's what we were talking about with Mark yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the boat. The boat is what the boat is because you're in it.
Yes.
You are what you are because you're in the boat. So it's life mm-hmm. unfolding us. Second by second by second by second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. It's me. This is Richard in New York.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Well, I am loving what everyone is saying and following closely. I'm in this category, like so many people mentioned about, and was mentioned today, that it's a big deal to join the queue. And
yes.
I did it.
It is. Good for
I
you.
I did it. And I got called upon. And
that's kind of enough.
That's kind of enough, yeah. yes. And actually, just a reflection I had was about the quote and the significance of this Project Joy today. Our little hearts may beat in unison with the great heart of the world. And that hit me. Just those words. Wow, what do you know? I hadn't thought of it exactly that way, how my little part of the world is essential to and equal to and part of whatever words you use. But so there's nothing much else going on. I thank you, and I'll say.
So, Richard.
Yeah.
I know you a little tiny bit. So, there's the symphony orchestra, right? And there's the person who plays who does the cymbals. Now, that's not a big role, right? Yet, when the piece of music needs the cymbals, that piece of music would not be what it is without that sound.
Exactly.
Right, and that's each one of us, isn't it? That's each one of us. We may not be first violin, but our role is just as important.
Yes, and saying yes to life, and I'm loving all of the boat imagery, and yet, as a musician, I can relate totally to the river of music sound. of being in an orchestra,
yes.
for example.
Yes.
And being a part of it and flowing with it and saying yes to it.
Yes, exactly. And all, it's perfect, isn't it, for awareness practice? Because if there's ego self-consciousness, you might as well put your instrument away and go home because you're really not doing anybody any good, right? But if we can stay with that, what ego attempts to do to stop us, if we don't get talked into quitting, if we can just keep watching, then in the same way we were talking about earlier with Carol, it just over time we wear it away because we're not choosing it. And then we can really be there and be present, a part of contributing to and participating in along with everyone.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So the importance to me of these conversations is we know the experience, right? We know very well the experience that we're going for. We don't always realize that we know it as well as we know it.
Right, right. And for me, this point, this process of, this practice point of I direct my attention to and then
yes.
pausing has become the most wonderful thing, especially when I need an eddy.
Uh-huh.
My boat is being shook all over the place. And so I direct my attention to and then see what drops in.
Yes, yes, exactly so. We take that moment, that little pause, look to life instead of conditioned mind, and there it is. There's the next movement. It unfolds. It unfolds us.
And
perfect.
That's what I'm seeing and enjoying and more and more experiencing. It's against the stream because, wow, my conditioning is the conditioning, I should say. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, karmic ego conditioning, self-hate is so powerful and so long-standing in our lives, in my life, and everyone.
Yes. Yes. And then the part I love best about that is I turn my attention and it's gone. All of that huge, powerful lifetimes of karma is gone in the flick of attention to presence. It just disappears.
Yes.
Talk about
yes.
powerful. Yeah.
All
right. Well, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Very good. It's time. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, well, call back. Call back, and we'll finish that one.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Richard.
Thank you,
Richard. I just love that. And the image that dropped in when Richard said that all we have to do is to turn the attention when the boat is sinking or you're stuck in an eddy, and then life
uh-huh.
will carry us forward. You know, what dropped in, Sherry, is that we don't need the boat. Life will just take us. Right?
Yeah, the boat is kind of extraneous, isn't it?
it is for the little duck. And so
uh-huh.
it's such a lovely metaphor. And if we need another boat, we'll find one while we're drifting down the river.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's
yeah.
lovely. Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, here's the appropriate assignment to go with that, all that imagery. Only when we're no longer afraid do we begin to live.
Hmm. Hmm.
And that's it. Carol started us off with that, right? That movement towards
yeah.
the beating of the heart of the universe is letting go of the ego fear and just
mm-hmm.
learning to calibrate. And we had that theme throughout the
uh-huh.
morning.
Yeah.
With Virginia
yeah.
and Richard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's the assignment. That's the kind of information ego wants to run with. You're afraid. That means you aren't really living. presented as if it's our fault that we've been bamboozled by it. Without allowing egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate to get hold of the process, allow yourself to consider the magnitude of that statement. If we are afraid, we are not truly living. We're trading our one and only life for the false promise of ego safety if we will give our lives over to it. Today, consider how seldom ego has delivered on its promises and how often life has provided everything without asking anything in return. Record and listen.
Well, and, you know, we don't actually, ego, of course, loves for us to get, to drag us into reviewing all of our mistakes and foibles and that sort of thing. Everything in the past that has not worked well and how it's our fault. But with this kind of assignment, all we have to do is be open to it. We can just read that throughout the day. And the intelligence animating us is going to drop in the examples for us.
Yeah.
It'll just appear. We don't have to think about anything. We don't have to look to conditioned mind. It'll just appear for us.
Yeah.
All right. Another great day.
Thank
you, Ashwini.
Another great assignment, another great focus of attention. So deep gusher, Sherry, and talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Treasure yourselves.
Go happy.